Let's get ready for work.
How do they communicate in this new way? Down to a level of granularity, the specific skills that I've learned in earning that credential.
MSSC, we're in the confidence business. This is all based on skills. It's all skills driven.
Change has never been this fast, and it will never be this slow again.
The WorkKeys National Career Readiness Certificate is now available as a digital open badge. Find out how this helps employers, educators, communities, and working learners alike on episode 34 of Ready for Work.
Ready for Work is a podcast powered by ACT, showcasing excellence and innovation throughout the workforce ecosystem. Jason Jones hosts this journey with trends and ideas to help your region's workforce reach its highest potential.
Let's get ready for work.
ACT joined forces with Credly to offer the WorkKeys National Career Readiness Certificate as a digital open badge. Open badges are web-enabled versions of a credential, certification, or learning outcome, which can be verified online in real time. Credly's digital badge platform translates the learning outcomes demonstrated into a badge. The technology Credly uses is based on the open badge standards maintained by IMS Global. This enables users to manage, share, and verify competencies digitally. Joining us on episode 34 of Ready for Work is Pat Leonard, the Vice President for Partnership and Business Development at Credly, along with Neil Reddy, CEO of the Manufacturing Skills Standards Council and a frequent voice here on Ready for Work.
Sure thing.
Sure, thanks, Jason.
Representing your skills as a badge gives you a way to share your abilities online in a way that is simple, trusted, and easily verified in real time. Badges provide employers and peers concrete evidence of your achievement and your capabilities. Setting the stage on the value of moving credentials to an open digital platform, let's hear from both Pat and Neil on what's new.
Let's start with the notion of credentials. Recognition that someone has successfully completed a learning or assessment experience that is recognition worthy. We have lots of examples from diplomas, college degrees are credentials, industry certifications are a credential, certificates are a credential. This is not a new era, but rather that rubric, that recognition of verified accomplishment. How can we be able to make that easy for the individual to be able to share that verified proof, and for the employer or anyone else who's looking to be able to confirm whether or not you have particular credential or skills, for them to verify? It's not self-reported or that work of fiction known as LinkedIn, where you can put almost anything that you want to on that particular platform. Digital credentials now afford an individual an opportunity to share that signal of what I know and what I can do, says who, verified by whom, and packaged in a way that allows that individual to essentially be an HR department of one. How do they advocate for themselves? How do they communicate in this new way? And down to a level of granularity of not just I earned this credential, but let me share with you the specific skills that I've learned in earning that credential.
As the nation's leading certifying body in preparing people for technician level career paths in advanced manufacturing and supply chain logistics, particularly your large distribution centers, your warehousing operations, supplier or fulfillment centers, we have about 2,000 training and assessment locations around the country. We also work with very diverse populations, corrections populations. We're working with active duty military. And if you look at our certificants themselves, many of them might be unemployed, they might be dislocated. Most of them don't have time or the funds for a 2-year or 4-year degree. They're going through a short-term program and earning industry-recognized credentials. What do they do with those? And any of our people need to get a job right away. In the olden days, they probably would have looked in the newspaper. They'd probably go online on an Indeed or a Monster and look and see what might be available. Again, it's the old system where they might have to send an electronic copy of their resume. And Pat is mentioning, you know, resumes themselves don't necessarily identify at a competency or skills-based level what that person knows.
How would you both describe the ways digital credentialing improves decision-making for employers?
The time for that is key, just as we look at so many factors that are driving this growth and this interest in credentials and digital credentials are multifold. It is recognition of the demographic we're working with, the age group that we're working with. This is a group that says, I'm willing to commit and invest my time, but I'm looking to be recognized for it. Let's look at the changing world of work. I have full-time people, I have part-time people, but we also have gig economy, contracted employment, project-based employment. The other is just the changing pace of work. Change has never been this fast, and it will never be this slow again. Skills has really become the lingua franca in the world of work. Don't tell me you have 3 to 5 years of experience. That doesn't tell me anything. Tell me something that's down to the granular level of, do you have the specific skills needed to be able to perform this job or prepare for the next job that I haven't even made up yet, but I know the kind of portfolio of skills that you may need to execute that.
Another advantage of a large certifying body like MSSC is people go through the training that have documented skills. We have nice badges for all of our credentials. We have about 16 or so credentials and 7 certifications, all to technician levels I mentioned. Individuals have many different ways in which they can send their profile. MSSC has a profile on Credly, so we've been able to feature our own company as part of that profile. But our certificants who opt into Credly then have access to all these large job sites like your Monster and Indeed. And based on their skills and competencies, they can find where those job positions are and identify employers that are looking for people with their skills, because it marries the skills as well as the employer with the certificate. It can identify by a geographical location where job opportunities are in their area. If they might be moving, they can identify where those job opportunities are. An HR department can then see their profile. It can include work history in that profile or any other accomplishments maybe they have or any awards they might have. With the electronic badges, they can send those directly to the HR department. The HR department just has to click on the badge and it'll have a drop down of the summary of all the skills and competencies they've been credentialed with. It saves a huge amount of time.
So I think the next generation in terms of digital credentials was, first, let's put everything in a box. Let's get it identified and tagged and flagged. Next step is, now let's take a look at that and do some musings. What kind of insight does this give us? What kind of recommendations can we give to the individual?
Neil, would you share more about how employers can realize those efficiencies?
I don't know if you heard this nightmarish story when they first built the Toyota plant in San Antonio, Texas. This is some years ago, it'll be about 10 years ago or so. They had almost 1,600 resumes. I think they had to outsource maybe to an HR company like Randstad or Adecco to process and go through all these resumes. Think about the efficiency and the time just to more efficiently recruit for the employer. Think about the value of the certificant who can then get instant dynamic response. We have almost 100% placement rate with our certificates in areas of manufacturing, large distribution center, supplier, concentrated industry areas. It's almost a given that they're going to be hired.
Pat, what other performance metrics could employers achieve?
Metrics that matter to an employer can vary. IBM, for example, wanted to be able to embed a culture of learning, or reinforce an appetite and motivation for their employees to continue to go through the learning process. They had a wonderful A-B test, life before and life after badging, and saw some extraordinary metric increases of persistence, not only for those who are now signing up for learning and credentials, because they now knew that they were going to get recognized once they successfully completed the program, over 100% increase in terms of that uptake. Persistence for those who started learning programs, now finishing them, not just start and forget it, but rather persisting and continuing on. You saw a similar kind of lift in terms of those who would persist. Follow on. Now that I've earned credential number 1, I now have an appetite to earn credential 2, 3, and 4. The uptake in terms of taking on the next kind of courses.
You're listening to Ready for Work from ACT.
Ready for Work.
Shifting gears to the participant, how does the Credly approach help working learners achieve their goals?
The value is just, from an MSSC standpoint, enormous. The real value, of course, is to our certificates, and there's an enormous value for the employers themselves in terms of cost savings, in terms of recruitment. But also think about employers that want to go out and find young people that might be interested in manufacturing. They register with Credly. Those employers then, by competency and by skill area, can find our certificates. So let's say they can identify high school students or opportunity youth that are actually really interested in manufacturing. They've earned MSSC credentials. They can actually find them, and then they might be able to recruit them maybe to come in for a summer internship or a pre-apprenticeship. And maybe if they do well in that, they'll not only maybe get hired, which they probably will, but then they could look at them as maybe offering them a full apprenticeship program. What is exciting, by the way, I don't even think it's been a year, but we've already had 10,000 certificates opt in to Credly. These are just some of the highlights and the benefits that are just, I think, really fantastic.
Being able to really clearly communicate, here's the framework, here's the pathway of learning that is available to you, and communicating also, what does this then allow you to do or be qualified for if you have completed and can prove that you've completed that learning experience, is a learning culture ecosystem that is quite common in the most successful organizations who really do human capital management well. This day and age, you need to grow your own. The skill gap challenge of people having the right skills today, you can't hire enough to be able to find those specific skills. That's a challenge, but how do you grow your own and be able to recognize what skills you even have within your own four walls?
We have a fantastic program with the National Association of Manufacturers called Heroes Make America. We're the only certifying body that has a direct funding line from the Army. We've put through, probably close to 4,000 active duty soldiers, servicemen and women, all the forces, primarily the Army. But many of them are in active duty, and we're in military bases in places like Guam and in Germany and in Korea. They're usually transitioning out probably within about 120 days. About 60% go back home. 20% will follow their spouse. Another 20% or so will try and find some job opportunities around where they're released, or it's Fort Hood or whatever that fort might be. Think about that. If you're from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you're out in Germany, and you're going to be out in 2 months or 3 months, you can get onto the Credly platform and find 100 employers in the Kenosha, Milwaukee area, or other areas of Wisconsin. A lot of people are just happy to go back to their state. It's fantastic just for our active duty. And I can't tell you how many employers, whether it's for our forklift technician certification or any of our 7 certifications, that would love to hire people from the armed services. We do a lot of work with Walmart, and we do a lot of work with Target. Absolutely. Of course, we'd hire somebody that's been in the armed services right away. We also have had close to 7,000 veterans go through our programs over the years. So it's a fantastic opportunity for both the employers and the certificants to really find those jobs.
What advice would you offer to employers that are exasperated by this labor market?
Outcomes for employers, for being able to issue themselves, has huge, huge opportunity. A number of organizations, when we talk to them, the talent acquisition folks are right there in the conversation. They know that once people have earned a digital credential, they're now publishing it on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and what have you. Better that someone else sell the virtues of coming to work for this employer, because here's evidence of them investing on an ongoing basis in my own personal professional development. How do you stand yourself up as an employer of choice? Letting your employees be able to be those brand ambassadors for you is the best free advertising an organization could possibly have.
We've been doing a lot of work with Harley Davidson. They've been on our board for probably 16 years and part of the development of our program. And where we fit in so nicely with ACT, and we're so excited about you joining the Credly platform, is that many employers really don't know what a new hire knows in terms of academics. They don't know whether that person really knows math or not. Harley Davidson tells us, well, we love your CPT program, but how do we know if that person can perform basic math? Thanks to crosswalking with the ACT team of IO PhDs that you have that are brilliant, we have identified that they'll be at a certain grade level when they're finished with the CPT. But the reality is that they have ACT, NCRC silver, or not to mention gold or even bronze. That employer knows exactly what math level that person is at, and it's applied math. Or reading for comprehension and using English in the same way, whether it's an occupational structure, whether they're reading a recipe or a guidebook or safety process manual. You know that they understand how to get through that material. And then you couple those credentials with the MSSC, and we stack so well together. Think about the benefit there for the employers.
It's important for them to lead and talk about that story of saying, we're pivoting, we're leveraging this skills-based mindset. We know what we're looking for because we have better insight and surety in terms of the kind of capabilities we're really looking to be able to go higher. Is there an opportunity for us to search for people based on the kind of skills that we're looking for? Well, the answer is yes. But it's an important aspect of making sure that that sentiment, that thinking pervades not only from the top of the house, but all the way down to whoever the talent acquisition or the recruiter is in the HR department. We often have an orientation session, if you will, for an employer that says, how can I be able to make use of digital credentials as a way to not only speed our hiring process, but find better candidates and find a better portfolio or more diverse representation of candidates? How have you trained your recruiters to be able to look under new rocks? They've always gone to certain areas where they found candidates in the past. They need to widen the aperture a bit in terms of the landscape that they're looking for. Good for them. There are tools like Credly to be able to make it easier for them to get more granular when they're looking for a particular portfolio of skills. So that's the employer conversation. That the world of work is pivoting towards a skills framework. We are the skills recognition platform, registering and then being able to go from there and find talent.
Let's get ready for work.
Neil and Pat, how might workforce and career counselors use this skills approach to help local workers?
In many cases, we don't know academic levels. And as you know, especially for young adults or adults that once they leave school, their academic levels can vary if they haven't done math in a long time. It can show an employer that they're also quite competent at a fairly high math level. Of course, I can't emphasize enough, MSSC, we're in the confidence business. Manufacturing and supply chain logistics, have you ever been in these manufacturing plants or these big distribution centers like a Walmart or an Amazon distribution center? These are very intimidating workplaces. If you're a person that's been working in hospitality or the service industries or retail, and you want to go into a more lucrative career path like manufacturing and logistics, by going through ACT, NCRC, definitely are at the right math and English level, and then going through MSSC and you've documented your technician level skills, both through theoretical and hands-on, you have that level of confidence to go into these career pathways that you would not have otherwise thought of. You have an opportunity to look through an employer's profile so you can learn a lot about that employer and whether or not you even want to work there. We have our returning citizens. Normally, they're just given, I think, $100 and just let out the door. We want them to get gainful employment so they can rebuild their lives. Well, this way, they can find the employers that are in their area that are looking for people with their skills. This is all based on skills. It's all skills driven.
Over 59, I think, percent was the last report out of the survey we did of earners that they saw either an increase in position, a promotion, increase in pay, or a new job opportunity. So the value to the individual is wonderful of being able to help them tell their story in a more accurate and frankly a more articulate way than what they otherwise could if they just received a piece of paper with one line on it. Don't let the individual make that up. Give them a script.
How might employers approach this opportunity for digital credentialing?
Have your talent acquisition team sign up for an account, because once they do that, then they can be able to start taking a look at the portfolio and look by region, by credential. We also have a new product that's coming down the pike here called Talent Match. You go through and do a sift and sort, because I'm looking for not only someone with MSSC certifications, but I also want to make sure they have Microsoft, and I also want to be able to make sure they have an AWS credential. We actually have some tools to be able to support employers when they're looking for a variety of credentials in addition to specifically looking for the MSSC or even the NCRC in terms of looking at just those directories.
We did a pretty lengthy study with Cummins Engine in terms of the benefit that they saw in hiring someone with our production technician certification. We cover about almost 200 hours of safety, quality practices, measurement, maintenance, manufacturing processes, and production. they looked at, what if we hire someone that does not have the credential? How much longer does it take for that incumbent worker, that new hire, to be an efficient, productive worker? Now, if we hire somebody with the CPT, first of all, we've eliminated 200 hours of our own training that we have to do. We know that they're way beyond, let's say, OSHA 10. We were able to identify that they save almost $2,600 per hire because they have the fundamentals of manufacturing with our credentials. They can dial right in on what is specific training to their plant. If they have access to Credly, they can then look at people's profiles that have, with each badge, they can see what the competencies are and the skill areas are that that person has. And then they can help map, let's say, a new hire with those Credly credentials, what they do know and what they don't know. Because they've already had documented skills, they can be much more efficient in terms of their training models. And they can really get a new hire up to speed and a much higher level of efficiency much more quickly. They're saving a huge amount of time and money. And they also have a very dedicated new hire, a person that's gone through all the training and sat through high stakes proctored assessments with the national certifying body or others, of course, the others that are part of the Credly platform, whether it's Welding Society, ACT, NIMS, or the other leading manufacturing certifying bodies. And they also can identify whether the credentials are really coming from a high quality certifying body, by the way. There are about 5,000 of these certificates and industry certifications. The quality of those, who knows? Are they third-party verified? Are they based on industry-defined and validated standards?
This is a fascinating, perfect storm, not only the world of work, but also the world of training and education. Having this tool to be able to send that very clear, verified attestation serves both markets terrifically. Serves the individual as well as the consumer, shall we say, the employer.
Another element of success is the quality of the online presence for both employers and job seekers. Why is this important?
As we get more advanced technologically, think about how creative people can be in terms of developing their own profile. It used to be just this resume on a piece of paper. Now they might be able to feature some elements of their person because they could maybe include a video of them. They could talk a little bit about what their interests are, what their future ambitions are. The profile can be much richer and much more enhanced. Yes, they'll have the badges that'll document their skills. That alone might not be enough to sway an employer one way or the other. Now, if they can add more electronically and have a much more interactive pitch and sell themselves in a much more interesting way, and it kind of shows a little bit of ambition, it shows how they might be able to differentiate themselves from another applicant, let's say.
Are you aware that you may be a 70% match for these particular job roles or these particular kind of opportunities that you may never have thought of before? You know what you know, but you may not be aware in terms of the broader marketplace of who's looking for you with these kind of qualifications. What other tools can we then give them on recommendations proactively on next steps to complement what their employer may be telling them, but hey, are you aware that there are these kind of training opportunities or these kind of certification opportunities that may be well suited given the portfolio of what you've already had verified by others?
And then on the other side, as the employer profile can be more and more enriched as this technology improves, think about the ways employers can then market themselves, because employers are having to fight harder and harder and harder for good people. So why should I go work at Black & Decker? Or why should I go work at the Corvette plant? Or why should I go work for Amazon versus Walmart? Gives each one of those employers an opportunity to really market their industry. And what is the difference between working at a Raytheon or a furniture plant in North Carolina? Look at the benefits to the certificate that they can then go look at employer profiles. Besides just seeing a drop-down menu of the benefits, they can learn a little bit more about, let's say, that employer culture. What is different about this company versus another company? How flexible are they in terms of scheduling? I think that the profiles of both the employer and the certificant can become much richer in terms of that interactivity and that experience.
Step one has been, first, let's identify what those skills are and issue recognition. How do we support not only the individual, but also the industry to be able to crosswalk or translate that taxonomy? I think the tools going forward, now that we've got a means to be able to recognize that information about what skills you have, that next step in terms of saying, you know, what's the decoder ring? How does this translate with a more faithful matching rather than the subjective kind of view that one may have some data base.
Neil, what messages are resonating with educators about digital open badges for credentials?
Credly, they grow that employer base. Think about the high school students that might be thinking about a career path in manufacturing but haven't made up their mind. Or they might want to go into supply chain logistics, but their parents and them really don't know much about it. But then they can go on the Credly platform and they can learn what it would be like to go work at Black & Decker or Raytheon or Intel. Employers can be much more proactive. Certificates can be much more proactive. We worked with employers like Harley-Davidson, Pace Industries, for example, in Arkansas. One of the reasons why they participate with us is they want to see a larger and larger pipeline of future manufacturing workers. Their idea is just to throw some money at a program and a pilot and get people credentialed. If they find electronically through Credly individuals, opportunity youth or high school students that actually have an interest in their sector, I mean, that's fantastic. They can then be proactive in offering summer internships. We notice that you're really interested in manufacturing. Think about the time savings and how quickly and how dynamic that experience could be. You have a student that's 16. In the olden days, gosh, you'd work at Dairy Queen or you'd work washing dishes at Ruby Tuesdays or something, and then maybe you got your degree, and then maybe you started working in your career path when you're 27, 28, 29, 30. The average American gets into a career path at age 32. You can have younger people doing summer internships and employer on-the-job learning programs, pre-apprenticeships, and they're already into productive employment and on their career path by the time they're 24, 25. Making a good income and getting married at an earlier age and buying a home at an earlier age and hopefully having families at an earlier age rather than age 37, 38. It's important in terms of that time factor in getting people into gainful employment much more quickly.
You're listening to Ready for Work from ACT.
Ready for Work.
So far, we've covered benefits to employers, working learners, and educators. How might workforce agencies and other community-based groups find a way forward with digital badging?
What enormous value this is to stakeholder organizations, workforce investment boards, American Job Centers, they get measured on how effective they are in terms of training and getting people into placement. I was talking to the Career Source Workforce Investment Board system in Florida. They were very excited about this because now they can put people through MSSC CPT working with their local community college. Say they earn their safety certificate in 1 week and get hired with the safety badge, maybe on a probationary basis, they can continue for the next 3 months and earn the full certification. It's that huge time savings. And it also shows a lot of value in the Career Source and the Workforce Investment Board system in Florida. It's good for them because they're helping unemployed people get jobs right away. They get valued in terms of their effectiveness as well.
So I think that's only going to open up more opportunities for individuals. I think it's going to give employers an opportunity to broaden the perspective of who's hireable for the jobs that they have, because now they've got a means to be able to say, oh, they're calling it this skill, but I call it this skill, more reliable or trustworthy translation that I can then rely on rather than me having to dive in to be able to do that. AI and that skill cocktail analysis.
Look at an agency like the Office of Apprenticeship in Florida. Okay, so they're running an apprenticeship program, let's say with Amazon, and they're running our 3 certifications through a 2,000-hour apprenticeship program. You have to measure these apprenticeship programs, and one of the ways you can measure them is by credentials earned. So they can see, working with an employer like Amazon, that apprentice has actually earned the equipment maintenance certification. And that apprentice then has now gone on to earn the equipment repair certification. That apprentice has then gone on to earn the network repair certification. And oh, by the way, they can then document, which they have to with an apprenticeship program, that they started out at, let's say, $25 an hour. And every time they got another certification, they moved up to $35 an hour. Another certification, they moved up to $45 an hour. They can also document a main requirement of these apprenticeship programs, that they're seeing that increase in pay and that scale as they're going through the apprenticeship program. The employer community can say, well, gosh, we've hired 100 of these production technicians with the MSSC credential. And oh, by the way, they were all trained at Orange Coast College. So that shows a lot of value for Orange Coast College. And it also can marry that relationship between the employer and that college. because that employer is now seeing value with the college, and the college is actually putting out people that they're hiring. There are outside agencies and organizations that benefit, that are stakeholders that I think can see real benefit from the whole Credly initiative.
Think about that workforce in a very different way than historically we have. Not where you went to school is the mark of whether or not you're going to get employed, but rather, do you have the verified skills that are appropriate for the job, regardless of where you may be located? I can get a more accurate match between the skills and interests that I have with employers that are being more overt, more specific in communicating what they're looking for. Employers are pivoting from the, well, I'll know it when I see it kind of mindset and appreciating that that doesn't quite work any longer. They know that they need to shorten the time and the accuracy of the match to the job that they have. And there are these kind of tools that are helping to be able to make that process that much easier for them. How do we spend less of the time and the money and get the better talent at the other end?
We appreciate Pat Leonard from Credly and Neil Reddy from MSSC for joining us on episode 34 of Ready for Work. As the Credly WorkKeys partnership rolls out from ACT, NCRC holders will receive an email invitation directly from Credly with instructions for claiming the badge and setting up an account. Privacy settings are simple to configure on Credly, and certificates are in complete control of information made public. Our show notes for episode 34 contain links to the ACT Credly announcement and helpful resources to implement digital open badging. ACT's Workforce Summit is a great venue to connect with digital credentialing and a wide array of strategic content geared to the workforce ecosystem. Work Smarter is the theme for the 2022 Summit in New Orleans, and that link is available in our show notes as well.
Ready for Work is a service from your friends at ACT, a mission-driven nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people achieve education and workplace success. Discover more online at act.org/readyforworkpodcast.
Now, let's get to work.